going to move today or this evening on to the supports for the retail and hospitality sector, something that Cabinet are been considering a new package for these businesses. Aisling, what are they offering? What details have they got? What did business hear?
So this is going to be announced tomorrow by the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke. So we do have some details, though, that have emerged after the Cabinet meeting today. So basically, this is kind of following on from when the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, took over. He signalled in his Ardèche speech and various speeches when he took over in the first instance that Fine Gael were going to help small businesses, and part of that was going to be a package for small businesses who are struggling with the cost of doing business at the moment. So what they're looking at is potentially a targeted cash payment to businesses in retail and hospitality of up to €5,000, and they're looking at, I suppose, there won't be any new funds committed to this small business package, Colm. They're going to be using unused funds from the government's increased cost of doing business scheme, because just 60% of eligible firms drew down the payments of up to €5,000 under the €257 million scheme. So they will also look at increasing the threshold for the higher rate of employers' PRSI to take account of recent increases to the minimum wage. However, there was no proposal for a PRSI rebate, which has been called for by some employer representatives. There will also be funding made available for energy efficiencies for SMEs, and that will also be increased, that funding that is available. However, I suppose a big issue for businesses in the food business and restaurants, etc., has been the VAT rate, and there was nothing about that revealed today, and it's not likely to be revisited at all before the budget, even if it is potentially revisited in the budget. So what this was they bumped up the VAT rate for hospitality and food businesses back to 13.5% in September, and those businesses, particularly the food-led businesses who are dealing with the cost of food inflation amongst all the other things, have asked for that to go back down to 9%, and that hasn't been looked at today. And the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins, warning that they're hearing of 2 restaurant closures a day on average because of the high cost of doing business. So that's being looked at. And then also, I suppose, those measures are being announced tomorrow. But what's maybe coming down the tracks is the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, has written to the Low Pay Commission as well, asking it to consider a recent report which looked at the overall cost to businesses of imposed policy changes around minimum wage and around employees' rights and their sick pay and all those other statutory entitlements. And he's also now reviewing an ERSI report examining the implications of those changes. Retail Ireland said that while these measures are welcomed, they would need more in the budget. Those issues like statutory sick pay, maternity leave, minimum wage increasing, PRSI, contributions for employers increasing, are all putting a lot of pressure on businesses. Okay. And IBEC highlighted that earlier this year.
Okay. Are those measures now, I suppose, to begin where Aisling ended there, Sean Kine, is there some doubt around increases in the minimum wage, increases in statutory sick pay? Is there sort of, are they being made contingent on reports and impact assessments being published?
I don't think so. I mean, the Low Pay Commission that was part of the Fine Gael Labour government back in 2011 to 16, I think the measures today are a reflection of the increased cost of business. And, you know, while 60% might appear low, it was quite take up of that scheme. It was actually much lower than that a couple of weeks out, and there was a huge effort to get businesses there qualifying and applying. Not all businesses need it. Some businesses didn't qualify if they didn't have a rates payment plan in place. Other businesses have signaled that it was their landlord that paid the rates rather than them directly. So that was some of the reasons for the lower take-up. But that money is now being ploughed back to get into businesses and to target it to those labour-intensive businesses, and particularly the small retail and hospitality businesses, which have been crying out for additional supports. On top of, I suppose, substantial supports since COVID. But we're particularly have engaged with this in the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party over the last number of months as one issue that is.
So the businesses themselves are going to get help. Are all of the improvements in workers' pay and conditions going to happen at the same, you know, along the same timeline as has been indicated before, I think by January 1, 2026.
Well, I'll wait for the details tomorrow. I'm not privy to the cabinet memo, so we'll hear any details tomorrow, but I don't believe there are. I think what businesses want is certainty that whatever is planned, that there's going to be no more. There's going to be no more stuff coming in the long grass that they can plan and they can get the supports to keep businesses open. It is important to note as well that, you know, that the current business failure rate is well below the 20-year average, and that there are about 10-to-1 ratio of company incorporations versus liquidations in Ireland in the first quarter of this year. Every business that closes is very difficult for those that put their heart and souls into it. Unfortunately, we regret to see any business close, but hopefully this support can mitigate some of the issues and some of the challenges that businesses are facing.
All right, Brian Farr.
If we look at the amount of enterprises that there are in the state, there's 365,766. Now, of them, 92.4% employ less than 10 people. Myself and Sean are from the west of Ireland, from Galway West, and we, I have been inundated by the amount of businesses that are real risk of closure.
So do you welcome this?
Well, to be honest, for the last year, what we've been actually saying is that they need to have a bespoke... like a bespoke help or support scheme for businesses. And one thing that the businesses have been crying out that I've been in contact with have been crying out to me is that it can't be complex. Like, it just needs to be a straightforward thing, like that it isn't, you know, added a lot of work. And like,
what a lot of people
forget, right, when we're talking about small businesses in rural Ireland and in the west of Ireland, is that a lot of these are providing services. So one that I had been talking to recently was a chiropodist that deals with older people across a long range of rural Galway, like rural Connemara.
Okay.
And they say if they close, those people have nowhere to go.
Okay. So briefly, what do they need, and does this address any of it?
Well, I don't really know what's going to come out of cabinet, obviously, tomorrow. Like, but from what we need is a scheme that is actually just workable for people. Because what has been very clear, and like, there's 9 shops or different types of business in my estate, and every time I go into them, they'll tell me what we need is something that isn't complex that we can actually just workably do and get the sports that we need, or we're going to have to close.
Jennifer Whitmore, from what we are being told. On these decisions, what do you welcome them?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's important that the businesses are supported, and particularly smaller businesses. And I think targeting is absolutely key to this. Again, I haven't seen the proposals, but it absolutely would need to be targeted. Similarly to what Mairead is saying, it needs to be simple. You know, there was 1.3 billion set aside for the temporary energy scheme, support scheme. But like, I think that 1.1 billion wasn't drawn down on that because of the complexity of the actual application. So it needs to be something that businesses can access, but it does. I think the primary thing is it needs to be targeted, because not all businesses are suffering in the same way, and I think particularly small businesses are being hit really hard. I think particularly rural businesses are being hit very hard, so it's really, really important that it is targeted, that it's accessible for them. I think we need to start valuing the services that these businesses are providing. You know, from a social cohesion perspective, you're talking about little cafes in a village or a town. Like, the actual services they provide to the community go far beyond serving a coffee. You know, they're places where people meet. You know, they help with social isolation. They're the hubs of the community. And I think we need to start valuing those and really prioritising those smaller businesses above the larger corporates, which oftentimes when their scheme's produced, it's the larger corporates get the benefit from it, not the smaller ones. And I think we need to have that kind of focus.
All right.
It's an interesting one, Colin, when you think about the emergency response the government had to, let's say, the PUP, when you just had to fill out 2 sheets of paper. And obviously there were issues with the amount of people who got that who maybe shouldn't have got that. But when you're saying there about a scheme, I suppose it's either targeted or it's complex potentially, because if it's going to be very targeted, then does it become overly complex? And then if it's an easy thing to apply for, then is it available to too many people? And I think that's one of the issues here that the government has to grapple with, in an attempt, as Simon Harris has pledged, the new Taoiseach, to, you know, that Fine Gael will support small businesses.
All right. Do you have any insight into how simple this will be or otherwise in terms of the application? Because it's a common complaint from people in agriculture as well, of availing of schemes is involves a lot of paperwork, which can be onerous. What?
Yeah, I don't. And I mean, part of the issue, I suppose, for any grant scheme is, you know, where you have thresholds and things like that, that people are just above a threshold. For example, the amount of rates that you pay. So whether it's staggered to facilitate, so lower percentage payment for payout, for example, depending on your rates bill. So we have to wait for the details, but certainly as simple as possible, sufficient supports for businesses to ensure that they can maintain their present employment and survive.
All right. Aisling mentioned there the pandemic unemployment payment, which takes us back to the pandemic, which was being discussed in Northern Ireland today. Your party's deputy leader, Mairead Farrell, apologising for her. Apologising for her attendance at Bobby Storey's funeral. Did you welcome the fact that she apologised today?
I think that's a personal matter for her. And
were you there yourself?
Yeah, I was extremely close to Bobby Storey, so yeah.
Right. And do you regret going, or do you regret how it was steward?
I don't think that I was kind of in a different part of it. I wasn't really part of any kind of the outside event. Yeah.
Right. Okay. You don't want to add it.
No, I was very close to him, and it's not something I'd like to really talk about. Thanks.
Sure. Okay. All right. We'll respect that, and that's all we have time for this evening.